Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is specially presented by Waterbird. That is right. Waterbird's canned cocktails. You can find them in grocery stores, a convenience store, a liquor store near you. They make high-quality canned cocktails with real premium distilled spirits. Waterbird's ranch water, fantastic. If you never had ranch water, real premium Blanco tequila, sparkling water, lime juice, fantastic. I'm an Austinite from Texas. Tell you what, ranch water, very popular there. It is delicious. Must have. You got to try Waterbirds. It's the ultimate refreshment. Makes their ranch water with real tequila, not from sugar or malt like all the others in the market. Waterbird also makes a delicious tequila margarita. The Waterbird tequila margarita is made with Waterbird's real premium Blanco tequila distilled in Mexico, sparkling water, lime juice, triple sec, and a little pinch of salt. No mixing, none of that necessary. Waterbird canned, all ready to go. Don't need anything else there. It's all right there. The ranch water, awesome. Tequila margarita, just as good. Maybe even better. Who knows? Try them both. Figure out which one you like the best. Again, maybe you're going to like both of them. But try Waterbird. You can find them grocery store, convenience store, liquor store near you. Thank you to Waterbird for sponsoring this podcast.
All right. Welcome back to The Bracket, Volume 3. Jeff Lowe, alongside my normal Lights, Camera, Barstool co-host Ken Jack. KB, Owen, Nick, Che. We've done two of these. First one was Worst Mascot, which was won by the Wizard of Fries from McDonald's, or from Burger King. And then the second one last week was Best Gas Station Snack, and we picked beef jerky despite almost voting it out in the first round.
I pretty much all hate it.
Like, yeah, I don't know how we fucking let that happen.
Just beef jerky was my number one. Way above everything else. It was beef jerky.
You got almost none of your votes. You almost nothing you voted for made it through.
Except
but your champion won.
Yeah.
It's just like my football team, only about titles. Yeah. Are we the worst franchise ever? Yes. But we have two championships.
I ordered beef jerky in bed last night.
What? Yeah. Did you go puff it?
7-Eleven now.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Is that an app?
Yeah.
Because you can use Uber Eats to get 7-Eleven.
Wait, 7-Eleven now is what it's called?
Mm-hmm. That sounds fake.
I did get some.
There's no way that's real.
I got 7-Eleven taquitos the other day. I did not eat one thing all day. And about 11 o'clock, I'm like, I can either go get fast food or just have like one small bite. And sure enough.
Was it 7-Eleven now?
Taquitos. No, I went myself.
It's actually just 7 now.
7 now?
That sounds even faker. That sounds it's not like it's for 7-Eleven
at
all.
Why'd they drop the 11?
Yeah. Mm. It's only 7 days a week. It's not the full. What's the 11 for?
We don't know what the 11 is.
What is the 11
for? Nobody knows
what the 11 is. It works every day, just not every hour.
Apostles minus Judas.
So, today, Best James. This is a wide category. We left off a bunch of very deserving people, I think, too. You guys haven't seen the bracket yet.
No.
So we'll go through it, matchup by matchup, and pick the Best James. As always, you can vote for who makes the bracket each week. Best James.
Do we sneak Jimmy's in?
Oh, you'll see. First up, though, two true James, the one seed, the late James Gandolfini. This is probably, I mean, he's a great James. So maybe a little recency bias. The new Sopranos movie just came out against the 16 seed James Cameron, the famous director.
He's also late, but just to making another Avatar, just a different type
yes,
of late.
Yeah. noted bit of a dick. I have some like facts, but like we don't think I have facts for a lot of people, but I don't think we need many facts for James Gandolfini and James Cameron.
James Cameron hates being married. Fact.
And he loves trenches.
Yeah, big trench guy.
He had a great line in Entourage where the bigger girl from This Is Us said...
Wait a minute. Wait.
Chrissy Metz?
You said
a bigger compared to what?
The biggest of girls.
Yeah.
So the from This Is Us...
So Mandy Moore, you mean? Yeah.
She asked James Cameron if he made Titanic to predate the 08 like crash of the stock market, and he said no, he just made it to make high school girls cry.
No, good line. And then he lost his wife at the Oscars, ex-wife.
Yes,
that's right,
Bigelow.
The from This Is Us is in Entourage or was in Entourage?
Yeah.
What role?
Cameo.
Hold on, I don't know this. He lost his wife at the Oscars?
No, no, he lost to his ex-wife.
His ex-wife
died at the Oscars.
That's right. Catherine Bigelow beat him with
the Hurt Locker.
With the Hurt Locker.
I'm just imagining a world without cell phones. It's just like, oh my God, I can't find my wife. There's no place to meet up.
Oh, I thought you meant she thought he died. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like,
okay.
Both.
I can't find her.
What the fuck did he direct in 2010?
Oh, I don't have a phone.
Avatar, Best Picture nom? It was 20 in 2009. Yeah.
I, for some reason, always group Avatar in like the 07, 08, like Dark Knight, whatever. That's beside the point. But he's going up against James Gandolfini, who, I mean, I don't know how you don't vote for him here.
The only argument is he's probably better known as Tony than James.
No. He embodied the character so well.
Yeah.
Kyle started Sopranos for the first time.
He just started.
When
it,
I watched The Sopranos, I don't think that's somebody playing Tony Soprano. I think that is a real man. That is Tony Soprano.
Yeah. Which
he is.
Makes it even easier. Like, Jim Cameron. First of all, he also likes to go by Jim.
No, he doesn't.
He's not a Jim. He's not a good Jim.
There will be people in this bracket who are Jims.
I just looked at the next.
All right, hang on.
Next matchup.
Horrific next
matchup.
Don't look yet. There are Jims who are full name James, okay? But I feel like James Cameron almost doesn't like being James, but can't commit to being Jim, which I think is a sin of being on the Best James.
Jim's too nice of a name. He's a James.
Jim. He's
a James.
He is a James.
He's one of those guys that he's such a dick that I've turned the corner and just like him now.
You just like him?
Yeah, he's just such a...
I like him.
Avatar was a piece of shit movie.
He's a respectable dick, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, Papyrus font. That's right. Yeah.
I mean, that's why you love fonts.
Oh, he's a big font guy.
Not Avatar was the... I wear glasses. And to go see a 3D movie, I'm not trying to be double glassed. Yet here I am.
Mm-hmm. It's looking like, man, that was a blurry movie.
That was
bifocals.
Weird. Yeah, and I've never seen The Sopranos, but I would vote for James Gandolfini just because of that picture he has with SpongeBob.
Yeah, he loves SpongeBob.
Just holding the nose of SpongeBob, the guy.
Oh, SpongeBob over here.
I don't even know what he sounds. Yeah, that was probably a good impression.
I mean, KB, is it good?
I'm not doing it.
No. It was my good. I don't want
you to do it. You guys don't want me to do it. I don't want to do it.
Come on, do it. Come on. Now you got to do it.
Now we got to do it. No, I'm not doing it.
All right. I think it's an easy one. We have to put James Cameron's directed two of the biggest movies of all time. He's going to probably direct the third when the next Avatar comes out. But if you're voting for James Gandolfini, give a hand raise here. Is that a clean sweep across the board?
Sweep. Sweep.
No, Owen would have voted for James Cameron. Yeah. You're an Entourage guy, though.
Yeah, I've never seen...
He's got two dickhead names. James is a dick name, and Cameron's a dick name. He's doubled up.
So yeah. James Gandolfini moves on. Next matchup, yes, indeed, the 8-9 matchup. James Corden against Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Never referred to as Slim James, but it did make the bracket.
I could see like a real pompous trillionaire just being like, what is this? What is this? A Slim James? A skinny James? Oh boy,
James Corden has hit. So I think for a little while he was very well liked. Carpool Karaoke, like it was kind of the hip thing. He has become,
this underground hip thing, Carpool Karaoke.
but he has become very disliked.
Yeah, it's like went off a cliff.
He's now in that meme thing where like his name goes in like the world was better or like what's the meme where it's like the utopia and it's like the world without James Corden.
Yes.
The world of James Corden didn't exist.
I mean, the world Kath of Slim James really didn't exist.
Fun fact: doesn't like Nick Cannon.
That is exhilarating.
That is one of the few facts that was actually fun to me. That earned its name
He was on set.
when I was at Good Morning America, he was on set pruning into the woods. So, yeah, he doesn't like Nick Cannon.
He's Nick Cannon looks like Professor Quirrell now.
Yeah,
can take a look at him. Yeah, he looks like a black Quirrell.
The turban thing kind of he's got going on. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, he carpool karaoke. He does that thing where he dances in the fucking crosswalks.
Streets, yeah. But Slim Jim.
He was a victim of overexposure, I think.
Absolutely.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
The Slim Jim Instagram account is trying to be James Corden.
Yeah, it is.
I've never looked at it. They're in the comment section of every big account.
So here's the thing, and if you're watching this, if you're listening, I bet you're thinking of the Slim Jim mascot.
Yeah.
The snap into a Slim Jim guy.
Macho Man?
No, before him. Tall hair, tall
really
Slim
tall
Jim hair.
Slim Jim hair. Anybody else? Snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, man.
You don't remember that?
No. I thought Macho Man was the guy. Also, on this box, Macho Man is dead, but he had gray hair. Am I just seeing things? There is a Macho Man face in this in the flames.
What? If you're listening and you can't see this, I promise you there is not.
That's
no.
Okay, Jake. I can kind of see a nose and the eye.
Where do you see the Macho Man face?
Right above the original. All right,
again, if you're listening, you've lost nothing on the audio translation because that is not his face.
I don't think it looks like a person a little bit.
The
8th seed
James Corden, the late night talk show host, was also in Cats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Played Bustopher Jones in Cats.
Just like Shane Dawson.
Bustopher?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, you didn't know his name?
You didn't know the song?
His name was Bustopher?
Do you know the lyrics of the song? I'll tell you. I got to tell you the lyrics of Bustopher Jones.
It's like, imagine what you think the song is going to sound like, and it is maybe probably worse. Like, you couldn't parody it. It's that bad.
Does Slim Jim have a disadvantage because nobody refers to it as Slim James? But Jim is short for James.
We're putting that aside.
Okay.
I think it's a tough. I don't know if Slim Jim is a good, terrible snack or a terrible, good snack.
Mm.
It doesn't affect diabetes. Diabetics can have as many Slim Jims as they want. Remember Bo Chukta?
Bo Chukta.
He had about 85 Slim Jims a day.
And he was very diabetic.
And the most.
James Corden probably eats a lot of Slim Jims, is what you're saying.
No. Bo was type 1. Still is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had like 85 a day. He was like, "Yeah, I can have as many as I want."
You know,
I was so jealous about
it.
His breath was so bad. My God,
he just had heartburn
stink.
All the time.
Yeah, his breath stinks, dude.
Bustopher Jones is not skin and bones. In fact, he's remarkably fat. He doesn't haunt pubs. He has 8 or 9 clubs. For he's the St. James Street Cat. This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is brought to you by Nomad. That's right. Nomad started as a Kickstarter project in 2012 with the goal of building ultra-rugged and minimalist tools for the 21st century. Based in California, Nomad makes mobile accessories that not only look good, but they're going to hold up. They're going to last. A lot of different things. Durable cables, premium wallets, passport holders, Apple Watch straps. They have awesome products. Awesome products. I have a ton of their stuff from their. I have a mouse pad. I'm using the mouse pad right now. Charging stations. If you got the new iPhone 13, Apple Watch, whatever, you're thinking about getting something soon, check out Nomad. They have some great cases. They're durable. They're rugged. All Nomad cases include a digital business card feature as well that allows you to quickly and easily share info with people. You can use it to share your Instagram or TikTok account, dating profile, Spotify account, whatever. It's awesome. Nomad has designed Apple Watch bands that look great in any environment. Like I said, much more than that as well. Reinforced with a double braided Kevlar, their charging cables. Those are good-ass charging cables. Holiday season's around the corner. People like accessories. People like things to dress up their accessories. Nomad is the way to go. Awesome. They prioritize design and quality over everything else. Check out Nomad, N-O-M-A-D, and Nomad Goods, N-O-M-A-D, nomadgoods.com/lice to see what living the Nomad life is all about. That's nomadgoods.com/lights. That's the opening lyrics to the
Saint James.
Yeah, exactly.
Little Saint
that
James.
That did not make the
Little Saint James.
Yeah.
Yeah, that unfortunately did
not
make
a great
it.
James, we argue. Little St. James. But
I prefer that Little St. James to these two.
Mm.
Yeah, so
but have you seen when James Corden made Kim Kardashian choose between taking a nibble of a cow tongue and rating her sisters 1 to 10?
Yeah.
That was dope.
James Corden had a cancellation attempt for that. They said he was the same thing we do here on Lowering the Bar every single day, culturally appropriating. They were like, oh, these are delicacies. These are loved in other countries, and you're acting like they're yucky.
Much like Slim Jim is here.
Much
that's
like
our
Slim
version
Jim
of Countdown.
There's like a James Corden version in
interviewing
like a Mumbai.
K-pop
and
stars.
People eat Slim Jims.
Does it help that he likes our coworker, though?
Who?
Rome.
No.
Does he like Rome?
No.
He does like
Rome. Very famously
tight.
Walked up to Rome and said, big fan, and then he walked away.
He's saying because he was so hot and he wanted to cool down. He had no idea who Rome
was. Yeah, it's just...
He thought he was a PA.
This is a shit matchup. By the way...
I love Slim Jims.
Yeah, same.
I do too. Why is this a bad matchup?
James Corden, really? I hate him. Also,
yeah, exactly.
There's a little something to the idea that Slim Jims did not make the gas station snacks bracket and has made the James bracket.
they should have.
They probably should have.
When compared to real beef jerky or even like, whatever, Jack Link's, not as good, but...
No, I love the little pus that comes out.
There's always
the
a little...
film of skin.
So slimy and greasy.
Incredibly hard to open.
You could eat it like a go-gurt.
Wait, that tearing thing, that serrated tear, it's so hard. Why?
It is. Once it gets like a little slippery to you,
you're
no chance.
And if you can't have two Slim Jims in a row because your hands are so greasy, you can't rip onto that.
Do they have an expiration date?
No.
No chance.
End of time?
So, I don't know. I feel like we're siding Slim Jim. Anyone voting for James Corden?
I can't do it.
For James Corden. Slim Jim moves on to a monumental 5-12 matchup between Rick James, the 5 seed, and the 12 seed, Rick James, played by Dave Chappelle. That's tough.
God damn.
Dude, I like both. This is really hard, actually. Chappelle is significantly funnier.
But, all right, before the Chappelle's
Rick James is a little Rick Jamesier.
Before Chappelle's Rick James, guys actually had to, like, come up with jokes and have a personality to be funny.
Yeah.
Then that just changed the game. That was a cheat code. You can just say, I'm Rick James, bitch.
I worked so long being not attractive and funny. And then as soon as like kids that could play football could say, fuck yo couch.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm
saying.
Get pussy. That infuriated me.
It's a chicken and the egg thing.
It was the GTA weapons cheat.
Yeah.
For like guys who are already hot, they can now be funny too.
Yeah.
You could argue that I'm Rick James, bitch. The Rick James thing is hilarious and the better entertainment out of the two. Though Rick James, great music. But Chappelle doesn't do the impression if Rick James doesn't exist.
Or does he? And it's just like absurdist. It's like it's this new character I'm working on. Rick James.
But by that,
it might be funny.
I think
it
would be funnier.
You have to say
it's
every book is better than their movie.
Yeah.
That's true, which I don't do that.
Both of them call people super freaks and get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
That's true.
People forget the real Rick James was in the sketch.
Yeah, he was. He was, yeah.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yep. I didn't do that. Yeah, I remember putting my feet on this couch.
I think this is easily the hardest first round matchup if the only person knows the bracket. Does anyone have a strong opinion either way?
I feel like it's like a slight edge for Chappelle. Because of the reasons KB
Chappelle
laid out. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna vote for Chappelle, but one case or one point for the real Rick James is Little Miss Sunshine, the final scene with the dance off.
They play Super Freak too, right?
Yeah.
Great music video too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it is. That's right, because then I got to start siding with books, and I would never do that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Super Freak's a great song, too.
It just sounds like we want the comedy here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's voting for just regular old Rick James?
I can't do it.
Richard James.
That's another sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Another sweep for. And that's Chappelle, the upset 12 seed Rick James. Next matchup.
That's real?
This is insane.
The 12 seed Rick James. So Rick James Chappelle defeats 5 seed Rick James. The 4-13, LeBron James, the famous hoopster, against the 13 seed James, Jesus' brother.
Which is a thing.
In what religion?
Yeah, what?
He's the son of Mary and Joseph, so he's the half-brother of Jesus.
Oh, that sucks.
James the Just, and also known by his nickname, Old Camel Knees.
No. Shut up, really?
Yeah.
It's like a 1920s baseball player.
Old Camel
Knees.
This
is fucked up. Seth was my Ben Franklin's electricity. I thought Adam and Eve having a son named Seth was the pinnacle.
The greatest
of
fun
biblical
fact.
Shocks. But Jesus had a brother?
I'd
yeah.
James?
James. And is his last name Christ?
What?
Hey, Jesus, come on.
I don't know what...
Wait. What was... I'm not a big... What was Joseph's last name?
I was about to say, I have no fucking clue.
Mary's last
name. They would just do, like, of, and then the town that you
Bethlehem. So he's James of Bethlehem?
I think he's well, he's James the Less.
Yeah.
Robbie.
James the Lesser.
Yeah, he's James the Just.
The just
or
what?
Old
just
what? Old camel knees.
What's old camel knees?
James
knees?
Just a half brother.
To me, yeah, he lays back. Yeah, or maybe like really. I just picture him wobbly everywhere he goes.
I don't think James existed.
Yeah,
because I am not having sex with a girl whose last was God.
Yeah,
and I don't think anybody would.
How inconsequential of a human do you have to be? To be the brother of God, and like where no one knows you.
Is this like a Greek Orthodox thing? Because this looks like a Greek Orthodox.
He dies a martyr in AD 62 or 69 after being stoned to death by order of high priest Ananus ben Ananus.
So he died. 20 years of Roman Catholic education. I've never heard of
him. Oh, he's a socialist. Yeah. He hated rich people.
He died in 69 getting stoned, and he's the brother of Jesus. This is made up. This is all made up. Yeah. There's no fucking way.
He's the Keith Gosling of biblical times. Yeah.
The Cooper Manning.
But, like, I mean, is this even a close matchup here? He's related to Christ.
Yeah, but Christ was immaculate.
Aren't we
conceived.
All, brother?
He was just a cum boy.
Yeah. I eat his body every Sunday.
This is really just a 3-episode show just so we can interject some religion into the third one.
Yeah,
and just quit.
This is what we're doing.
I mean, LeBron also owns Blaze Pizza, which like is...
LeBron
kinda,
is a king.
Kind of ass.
What's a king to a god? I don't remember the next lyric. I feel like I got
to
go with James.
What's a god to a non-believer?
Yeah.
I like when LeBron feels his forehead in pools.
That is always good.
Before we eliminate the brother of Christ.
I mean, I'm voting for the brother of Christ.
Are we voting for who's
I'll
the,
vote for
LeBron
no,
is the better
no,
Jay. Like, we can't
LeBron.
But like old can we decide what old camel knees means?
I don't have a fucking clue. I can't even begin to think of a witty quip because I don't know where
it makes
to begin.
No sense. Like there's I can't even think of an anatomically how it would work. A camel knee.
Well, old. Why old?
I guess he was old when they gave him the nickname. He must have developed
Jesus
camel
was one of seven?
Point.
What?
This
God, all right, name the rest of the brothers.
The just.
Oh my God, old camel knees.
What were the rest?
James, Joseph, Simon, Judas, and multiple
Simon?
Sisters, plural.
He had a brother named Judas?
This has got to be some new...
Get the fuck out of here.
Simon Christ?
Yeah. What's up? I'm Simon God.
Anyone voting? So LeBron, if you're voting for LeBron, say myself.
I'll take,
all right, we got 5 votes for LeBron.
I'll give
Ken
James,
Jack,
I'll give James, brother of Christ, a pity vote. I feel bad for him, man. No one's even heard of him, and he's the brother of fucking Jesus.
That does suck.
Yeah. I want to go back and vote for Gandolfini, by the way.
Yeah, all right. That, okay, so so that was all sweeps basically up until now. Next up, the 3-14, James Jim Halpert from The Office.
Ooh.
And then the 14th seed, James P. Sully Sullivan from Monsters, Inc. Forgot his name was James.
Yeah, that's good.
Before we start, can we have Che do a Halpert face?
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Never watched
The Office. The guy who's never seen The Office before.
That's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Why'd you raise your eyebrow?
Into the people's
that's
eyebrow.
Like, the quip.
Yeah.
No.
So I don't think so James they'll call him James Halpert in serious moments in that show. And I don't think he's scared to be a James. He goes by Jim.
He's a Jim. Like he's like free but like nice and like, you know, easygoing, unlike James Cameron who can't go by Jim. That's why you don't call him James Halpert.
I think Jimmy's the most casual of James.
You want to know all the nicknames
Jimbo.
He was called in the show?
Yeah.
Fat Halpert, Tuna, Big Haircut, Halpert, the hot one, Jimothy, Big Haircut. Thin Slice Tuna, James Trickington, Jim Bag, William Buttlicker, Mr. Balance. You can tell when these started to be like later in the season.
Yeah.
William Buttlicker's definitely like around like the Saber era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did Skippy, Zuckerberg, Jim Tall Guy, Tuna, Turner, the original Fry Cook, and Jimbo.
Never Slim Jim?
What a whiff.
Well, yeah,
what
seriously.
A whiff.
Was
what a mistake.
Skinny.
And then Sully from Monsters, Inc. Not to be confused with Chesley Sully Sullenberger, the guy who
landed
the plane in the Hudson.
Fucking
what's his first name?
Chesley.
Chesley Chester.
Chesley.
Chesley?
Yep.
Yeah, Chesley.
If my pilot's name is Chesley, I'm not getting on the fucking plane.
Remember who was in the movie Sully?
No.
Hey, you cockeyed fuck. You cockeyed fuck. You landed that plane, right?
Oh, the guy from the Cumberland Farms commercial.
What a commercial.
Owen is not lying, by the way. Look up.
Yeah, it's
look
true.
Up the,
can we play that?
The, look up the. Yeah, I'll play. I don't think we can.
Actually, yeah, probably legally.
Look up the dollar.
The Cumberland Farms. Yeah. If I want a coffee, yeah, it's so good. Has if I want two sugars, I want two. Not ten, two. Who's giving you ten sugars?
That's never been a thing. Coffee? No one is.
Who is doing that? What?
Nobody's ever given you ten sugars.
Has everyone seen Monsters, Inc.?
Yes. Okay. I don't think you've seen The Office.
Oh, I have seen The Office. I watched the whole Office. I even watched when Robert California was on.
Do the gym face
do
again.
One more,
try
let's
it again.
Do this one more time.
You just did nothing there. You just like you raised
his eyebrow.
What was that? Wait, hold on. We got... I need somebody else to see this.
You're going into macro. Fuck. We'll have to show them later.
All right. Well, next person that walks by, we're getting him in here to. Okay.
So, Monsters, Inc., the climax of the movie was they found out, or the end of the movie, they found out laughs provide more yeah. energy yeah. than right. screams.
Yeah.
And this is the GOAT, greatest scare of all time.
But.
Was it Goodman?
It was John Goodman.
Yeah, John Goodman, yeah.
And alongside Billy Crystal.
Yep.
How soon after did they realize how much harder it is to get laughs, and they just went right back to screaming
like, harder?
Fuck!
Like it has to be almost the next day. Just like I'm out of jokes,
doing the same material mm-hmm. over, and it's like my buddy heard this one at the last show,
and like
that
the window of making a child laugh, like you can make people scream a lot longer. They went right back to screams mm-hmm. as soon as the credits rolled.
Yep.
They did. They actually went to college, Monsters
True,
University.
True, Monsters University. That's a good call.
Those but those are right? from screams, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't go back to college. Oh, yeah, this is a prequel, course. Yeah. Yeah, then they got kicked out or something because he cheated. He cheated because Mike Wazowski doesn't have the ability to scream.
I don't know where I vote on this. I feel like I'm going to have lean towards Sully because he's just, I like.
Who's a better James? They're both Jims.
I don't think that matters. Well, they're going one versus the other.
I'm leaning on Sully. I like the James name Sully in this case.
Scare of all time.
Yeah, excuse me. They're not both Jims, but one's a Jim, one's a Sully.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like him. I like his look. I like his attitude. He likes making people laugh.
He's adorable. He cares about little kids. Like, boo.
If Jim worked at your office, you would hate him.
Okay. Mm. Let's separate that he's, attitude.
He's fucking the hot
adopted.
Girl.
He brought lettuce.
Jim was
he
an integral part of
world.
One of the best shows of all time.
Yeah.
He was, yeah. And, correct. And he does do a good face. Not easily imitatable, apparently.
Yeah, it's impossible.
He did have a lot of the better lines early on.
He was good.
But if Jim worked in your office, you would hate him, wouldn't you?
If it came, if that show came out in its entirety today, we all binged it. We would rave about it.
Oh,
and
I do.
Like people
agree.
Still watch it now and rave about it.
I actually just watched a bunch of older ones recently. It really, the original run of The Office, like the first couple seasons, were.
Hold up.
Do you know anybody who prefers the Gervais version?
Yes.
Like, who's like snobby and it's like, oh,
there's no way that anybody does.
I prefer the one
James
series
Corden.
Gervais. Mm-hmm. Okay, James Jim Halpert. Who's voting for Jim Halpert?
I think you have to.
Yeah, I'm going for Halpert.
No, I'm with Che.
So okay. Ken,
Che,
Jack, Ken, Jack, and Che are going with Sully, James Sully from Monsters,
He's
Inc.
more likable.
The three seed moves on. The 6 versus 11. This one.
Oh, my God.
This is a fucking matchup of
this
titans.
They're the same human of their respective genres.
You just, that is the 6 seed. Yeah, the 6 seed, James Jimmy Buffett.
Two of the greatest
entertainers.
The 11
seed,
that have
James
ever lived.
Murr Murray from Impractical Jokers. Who is tonight's big loser, folks?
That was a great one. I like that, Jeff. That was a good job.
That one in. So here we go. So, Mr. Buffett.
No one's ever called him Mr. Buffett in his life.
He has Margaritaville, Cheeseburger in Paradise, there's one Cheeseburger in Paradise still open. It's in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Oh.
We should go.
We've discussed going there for a long time. It's across from a Red Robin, a Bonefish Grill, an Outback Steakhouse, a Toys R Us. But that's not there anymore. But also, he comes with all of his music catalog in this matchup.
Of course.
Obviously.
Myrrh.
Fuck Myrrh.
No, shut
Myrrh,
up, Owen. No. Shut
Myrrh
up.
Is without three of his guys. Like, Myrrh is okay. Myrrh doesn't have the full arsenal here. There's no God, no Jogado, no Q, and no Sal.
I don't understand how people still watch the show. Like,
it doesn't make sense.
It's impossible to keep going after certain seasons.
So
people would recognize
it. Yeah, you think they're too recognizable at this point.
Oh, no, they're still doing it. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, and people just play into it.
Yeah, that's what's, well, you just don't get it, dude. It's too subtle. It's too subtle for you to understand.
That's a skit. They're acting together.
It's just too subtle, man.
It's been on for 10 years.
This guy's like, I don't like to be.
Yeah, they should have filmed for 10 years, then rolled him out.
This guy's like, I don't like recognizing it over and over again.
They should have boyhooded Impractical Jokers.
The next Impractical Joker should do that.
Yeah.
Does it hurt Murr?
I'm working on like this prank thing for the last decade.
I like guys who are so confident and ambitious that they do that tactic.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do 10 years straight just in. Because I will become famous and too recognizable.
I mean, have you never listened to a Jimmy Buffett song more than once?
Yes.
In your life?
Volcano song.
Same difference as the guys maybe recognizing the Impractical Jokers.
I have a little bit of I feel bad for Jimmy Buffett recently as his Margaritaville in Times Square got
roasted.
Pooned
the Post.
By the
destroyed.
New York Post.
Destroyed.
Is a joke.
It is. It's pathetic. They were like...
All of their qualms were what makes Margaritaville Margaritaville. Like, they said it's a fake, like,
palm trees.
It's like, yes.
It's not actually tropical. They're in the middle of a big city with no beaches.
Is it fair to take away the rest of the Impractical Jokers from Murr if you're letting Jimmy Buffett keep his music? Like, it's an accessory that he brings with him.
Murr gets his pranks.
Murr gets his pranks.
He gets his moments. Like when he had the toupee for a whole season. You remember that one, Owen?
Yeah.
The Danica McKellar one-on-one, remember that?
Oh, yeah, where he's butt naked and man.
He's ass naked, yeah.
I did see the one, it was at the luggage carousel in the airport.
Mm-hmm, he kept picking up it, yeah.
The Bingo Hall one is not him?
Oh, Bingo Hall is Sal. Sal, yeah.
The Bingo Hall one is objectively, I think,
that's so fucking
the most
funny.
Painful thing that they do on God. The show. Being in an old person's
Murray is somehow easier to say than Murr.
Murr is just a gift from a wise man.
You're not sure where to stop when you say Murr. Like, Murr. You don't know where to exit the word.
Yeah.
Murray is so much better.
Mm.
Okay, so before we vote, rank, where does he land with the rest of the fork? I think
he's imperative to the group's chemistry
so
is the
if
thing.
Jimmy Buffett is the god of trop rock, what is James Murray to middle-aged pranksters?
He's the brother
He's
James.
He's not the god.
He's not the god.
He may be the Moses.
I think the god of...
It's Joe.
It's Joe.
Joe Gatto's number one. I'd say
so he would be
Sal's number two.
The conceived stepbrother of the god.
But he's not even number two. Yeah, I think Sal is...
Sal's number two. Q's like somewhere between in the gray zone.
He
here.
Might be the fourth in line of the Impractical Jokers.
Dude, Murray's so imperative for the chemistry because he's always the one that fucks up. Like he needs to be there. He's like so imperative.
But is Murr the most replaceable?
No, I think Q's probably the most replaceable. Like what do you lose if you lose Q? Honestly,
I don't know any of the Impractical
Jokers. I don't know any
jokers.
Of them either.
Then why are you asking the question?
Because I'm genuinely curious.
I do think James Buffett, how everyone calls him, that everyone says that.
How lucky is Jimmy Buffett? Like he was born and became a musician at the perfect time. Imagine like being a musician now in like your 30s and releasing Cheeseburger in Paradise in 2021. Just like, oh, you got to hear this new track. It's the Volcano song.
You don't get the parrot heads, right? Like that's not part of the deal for Buffett. That
no, you just know those are his fans.
Are they going and are they like becoming endangered or are they
parrot heads?
Yes.
They're not getting vaccinated.
They're getting old.
Are they going to die out or are there new ones?
No, I think they pass them along generations. Like
that's a generational
thing. It is a generational
thing.
Like Jimmy Buffett at Jones Beach on Long Island. Like, if you
amazing.
Smoke weed, you go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it's fact.
Yeah.
Plus, if you've ever been on a beach vacation, you've heard Jimmy Buffett.
You've heard Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. Okay, so Jimmy Buffett. Everyone raise your hand for Jimmy Buffett.
If you ever watch the NCAA tournament, you've watched Impractical Jokers.
Are you going to side with your guy? You're going to go
with Murr.
I get more enjoyment out of my day-to-day life from Murr than I get from Jimmy Buffett, so I have to.
Don't turn the page.
The highs of Buffett are more.
He's been to Pensacola, Orange Beach.
Brandon, come here on the mic real quick, just so people hear this.
Probably not. Brandon, you know Brandon's going to pick.
No. I need him to see Stephen Che do his Jim Halpert.
Yes, please. Go.
The fuck?
What?
What?
That's not.
He's doing The Rock.
That's The Rock.
No, it's Jim Halpert. He's just like.
When does he raise him one eyebrow?
Jim The Rock Halpert.
Thank you, Brandon.
Here's my pitch for Murr is that I think every one of us has gotten more day to day. Like you get your highs on your one day binge of Jimmy Buffett for sure.
I agree with you on that. I think we unfortunately when I asked us to rank the four, we kind of put him last, and that's just tough.
I think he's third place, but it also not having the other jokers kind of hurts here too. You know what? I'll go with Buffett.
Buffett moves on. 7 versus 10. James from Team Rocket in Pokemon. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's the nitpick right here.
And then number 10.
Yeah, that's the most nitpick
famous
that's
video
ever
game
existed.
Character, James Pond.
That's a very early EA game.
So the 10 seed James Pond.
Weird how you know that.
Underwater Agent. It's a 1990 platform video game that... James Pond Underwater Agent, 1990 platform video game that was developed by British video game developer Millennium Interactive. It was the first of three James Pond games. He solves puzzles to defeat enemies, and the gameplay revolves around finding objects to perform specific tasks, such as keys to rescue captured lobsters or sponges to bung up the holes in leaking
up
oil.
The holes.
James must also fire bubbles at his enemies to trap them. So James Pond, which is, yes, very clearly a play on James Bond. And then James is the member of Team Rocket.
Yeah, that's right.
Part of I actually almost said part of the duo with Jesse, but that would be a
trio.
That would be disrespectful to Meowth.
Yeah, that's right.
He is
that's
part of the trio, and they harass and stalk.
They're domestic terrorists.
Yes, yeah. They are terrorists.
They're like corporate terrorists because they have a corporation.
My favorite James. It was a cut version from the American Pokemon. He just had giant, perfect fucking titties.
Did he?
Have you ever seen that picture?
I don't think so.
James just had amazing,
James
perfect, like, big fake titties with, like, a glare. Like, you know when titties are so good, they have a glare? James had just...
Whoa.
Uh-huh. And that was just one episode.
That can't be right.
Yeah. They gave him giant fucking titties.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, I'm in on James.
James.
Look at that. This guy's got fucking Oingo Boingos. What are these? My word.
Wow.
I'm like howling like a cartoon wolf.
I know.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, he's holding them, too. He's like, what the fuck?
Oh, he knows what he's doing with them.
I think James fucking sucks.
Why is James
I think Jesse...
So these dweebs got in over James Harden and
James
Jim
Spader, thinking Robert California. Yeah. Many of these two hacks.
So James Pond.
He's not even the best part of Team Rock. He's the worst part of Team Rocket, I would argue.
No, Jesse's the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesse is the poster child or whatever, poster girl for Team
I'm pretty
Rock.
Sure there's a...
No.
I'm pretty sure there's a porn star, Jesse James.
There is.
Yeah, sure
who
is.
Who made her money on her Meowth.
No, good. Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, pussy would have been...
I don't know what any of these games are.
Yeah, you're not a Pokemon definitely older than your... breath of age.
I've never owned a console.
Jesse was smart, and James was kind of dumb, and I feel like him being dumb was more endearing.
I can't believe you're siding against a Japanese titties.
No,
big
I'm with
Japanese
them.
Japanese cartoon
I'm
titties.
Saying I'm on his team.
Especially you.
James Pond was in every library computer, I believe.
James Pond.
I think you're the only person that recognizes James Pond here. Do you remember James Pond?
Oh, I recognize him from discovering him yesterday.
Yeah. When Nick sent him the email.
And Nick suggested James Pond.
That was the first James that came to my mind.
I'm actually voting against James from Team Rocket because... he is making me very sexually confused right now.
Yeah.
Man, those are fucking
you like
massive
him?
Tits.
And I'm pretty sure he's a gay man.
James from... I could see that.
He travels exclusively via hot air balloon, if that...
Yeah,
that's true.
Cool.
I
forgot
about
that.
It's also kind of sus a little bit. It's definitely getting there.
How exhausting is life when every time you appear somewhere... it's such an elaborate entrance.
I know.
He does do a lot of song. Every time he goes somewhere, it's song and dance.
Does a lot of dances. And his main Pokemon's a Weezing, which puts out pollution everywhere he goes. So he's just inhaling that.
I know.
Poor guy.
There's cosplays of like Titty James that are
hot. Yeah, Titty James.
Yo.
This is
awesome.
That's why I'm confused.
Man, this is sick.
I don't like James from Team Rocket whatsoever.
Is this going to be our least favorite member of Team Rocket?
Absolutely.
Oh boy, there's a lot of
Meowth is funny.
Meowth's hilarious.
Jesse's the better character.
James
he's
Pond.
Usually the one doing some dumb shit.
Yeah, he's the reason they get foiled.
He is. Consistently, they don't capture Pikachu because of him.
Hmm. A common Pokemon that they could catch.
they want that one.
We go back to the point, though. What the fuck is James Pond?
Yeah, what is James Pond?
That's
you
funny.
Raise a good question.
Also, you could argue, too.
He's bunging up holes.
He's just bunging. Yeah, that's all he does.
It's a 2D
a
platforming video game where you bung up holes.
And he's in the worst possible body of water, a pond? I don't like him at all.
And no, if you're wondering, James Pond doesn't have arms. He has a robotic suit that gives him arms.
Right. That's pretty sick. And look at the band of characters behind him. This is an underwater fish game. There's like an elf.
Dynamite.
There's a truck with teeth. there is an elf. Yeah, there's a Care Bear.
The castle in the background, I guess.
What's the little lizard thing with the helmet?
I have no fucking clue what this is.
All right, we got to vote.
James Hensel. From Team Rocket, you think easily.
James from Team Rocket. Who's voting for James from Team Rocket?
Yeah.
That's 3-2.
Oh, we have a tie. Ken, Jack, KB, and Nick voted for James from Team Rocket. If you're voting for James Pond, raise your hand. So Che, myself, and Owen. So Gooch in studio, give a you're gonna vote for James from Team Rocket. Give a hand raise.
There we go. Yeah.
Stupid.
That's championship material.
That's stupid. Mm-hmm. All right, last first round matchup.
Oh fuck yeah.
James Bond.
Who?
Oh, this is a play on the fish.
Yeah, exactly.
Against number 15, Long Island Zone.
Matt King.
This means a lot. Mm-hmm.
This means a lot to both Ken, Jack, and
Back
Owen.
Is getting tight.
Kevin James, a hero of Long Islanders for decades.
High school wrestler.
I'm the queen.
Yeah,
I'm voting tonight for him.
James Bond. So here's the tough thing with James Bond. Do we have to specify
which
the Bond?
No, I think just the character.
The character itself. Some are better than others.
That's a good question. Because I wouldn't vote for Dalton Bond.
Like I wouldn't. Like, I'm not a big
Roger Moore.
A George Lazenby Bond.
Yeah, no, he's a bad Bond.
What? Yeah, no, George Lazenby Bond.
I wouldn't vote for a Robin Quivers Bond, who she famously portrayed. You don't remember that episode of the Stern Show? Robin played James Bond.
That was just, that three threw me for a fucking loop. What a reference.
Was this a one episode?
It was one episode.
The one episode arc of Howard Stern.
Robin.
Classic arc that goes one episode.
Came in and started acting like James Bond.
She in a suit?
She was in the suit. Had the accent.
Oh my God.
I remember Howard and Artie were like, Robin, what the fuck?
Robin, why are you dressed like James Bond?
Artie Lang's going to be in here for like KFC radio. He's like, I remember the one time. Quivers came in as James Bond.
I remember the one time.
Che, dude, give us your best Howard Stern.
I've never been a Stern guy. So I mean,
you know what he sounds like, though.
Very deep voice, and
that's not an impression. You're just describing it.
That was a pretty good impression. I might start describing impressions on Twitter. All right, British
with the asterisks or the brackets.
Here's the problem: if we're including all iterations, the Robin Quiver and James Bond,
she is included.
Does help out James Bond?
Yeah, but Kevin, I'm a sucker for fat guys complaining about their hot wives.
No, I know.
This is a classic.
Wait, multiple sitcoms.
Wait. Does this hurt him?
What?
His real name is Kevin George Nipthing.
Nipthing.
His professional name is James.
Nipthing.
Oh fuck.
Knipfing.
What?
Does
the
that
fuck?
Hurt him?
Nipthing.
Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know.
Nipthing.
His real name is Kevin George Nipthing.
He's a common man.
I know. That doesn't affect anyone.
Okay. All right. He's still James. Kevin James.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you watch, as a Long Islander yourself, did you watch Kevin Can Wait?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every day. Do you know the story behind Kevin Can Wait?
Wait, can he wait or can he not?
He can wait.
What's
he waiting on? Do you know what they did? I forget the actress. She's very
Leah Remini.
No, the first one.
I don't remember the first.
Fuck, she's
name.
In Children's Hospital. Very funny actress.
That's
but
a shame.
The ratings were bad.
Chrissy Metz.
The ratings were bad, and so they replaced her with Leah Remini. They were like, just do King of Queens, and they're like, just do the.
And
old
it worked
thing.
Great. Still on the air today.
Kevin
it's
can
not.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
How long was it on the air?
Like a season after that.
Yeah, it ended in 2018.
King of Queens walk so like. Mike and Molly could walk a little slower.
And Bob.
So it could also walk to
so Baba Hart and Abishola can walk a little slower than that.
Yeah.
I do like Kevin James. We've had him on. We've talked to him. Nice guy. He did a NASCAR show. That got canceled after one season.
Also true.
You know, Eric the Midget loved Kevin James. He loved Catherine McPhee from American Idol.
Yeah.
Like, obsessed.
Lost I think to Taylor Hicks.
And Kevin James.
What did Beetlejuice like? What side was he on?
Okay. All right. Quivers, Bond aside, I think it's hard to vote against James Bond.
Yeah, I don't know. You can knock James Bond out. Anyone voting for James Bond?
James Bond?
Yes.
James Bond. You have to vote for James Bond.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I mean, I get
mean,
it.
No way.
This is a classic.
Ken Jack, your vote doesn't matter.
Super. Grab one person and say, name a James. They're going to say Bond.
That is, yeah, no, you're 100%
we're not
right.
Voting on like name recognition.
Best James. That helps
and he
you
was
be the
good.
Best.
Yeah, but like there's bad Jameses. Like that name recognition can apply towards infamous names, too.
Your favorite food doesn't have to be the first thing you think of when you think of food.
Wrong. But James Bond was great.
There are a lot of bad Bonds, but there's a lot of bad Kevin James content too.
No, name one.
Zookeeper.
This is the classic James Bond, super cool, in shape, gets all the ladies, successful.
You're just describing Kevin James.
Are you about to, are you about to say Kevin James is a slob?
I mean, Kevin James is the common man. You succeed in life. He's something to strive for. James Bond is unattainable.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin all right, James, so all day.
You're closer to a James Bond body than a Kevin James body.
But I live a Kevin James lifestyle and a James Bond lifestyle.
You live a Kevin James lifestyle? How?
Kevin James Bond.
This is on record. Dude, I've slept with four women. Kevin James probably has me lapped.
Oh my god.
Eight?
I am nowhere close to James Bond. I am like,
For the record, Jeff just printed out a black bracket again.
Yeah, another black bracket with black ink this time, so I really have a hard time seeing what I'm writing. Ken Jack, you are kind of the deciding vote here.
I mean, here's the thing, is I agree with what Steve said. In that, Kevin James is the common man. He's funnier. He's just, he's brought me more enjoyment in my day-to-day life than James Bond. I'm giving the same mer treatment. I got to vote for Kevin James.
All right. Fuck. Kevin James. All right, so tie break in Studio Gooch. If you're voting for James Bond, raise your hand. Kevin James?
Kevin James.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
An odd feeling Kevin James is going to win this bracket. All right, second round. James Gandolfini against Slim Jim. I mean, is this one even worth really going at it?
It's got to be Gandolfini.
Yeah. Slim Jim is what they call him, season one.
Was he in anything else besides Sopranos?
Yeah, he's in a few movies. A few good movies.
He was in his last movie, which
Killing
might have been...
Killing Him Softly?
Which might have been released... Oh.
With Brad Pitt?
No, Enough Said.
Oh, yeah.
Really good movie.
Did he voice any animated characters? Didn't...
SpongeBob. That's why he was at the premiere.
That's why he was at the premiere?
No, I have no idea.
I don't... I don't know him from anything.
Oh, Pedro, Omega Quirky
Daddy. It's tough being in a show that long and being in literally anything else.
Yeah, I guess.
He's in a couple good movies, and then he did one where he was like in a prison warden or something like that. It was really good. I think Robert Redford was in it. I forget the movie.
Is that a clean sweep on Gandolfini? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw a pity vote to Slim Jim.
Throwing a second vote to Slim Jim.
Oh, KB?
Fuck this. Slim Jim is the Brendan of the Sopranos universe.
Brendan Fallone, he got Brendan shot to Fallone, death by Mikey Grabbag.
That's a 4-2 vote. James Gandolfini moves on. We'll debate the final four in the championship a little more. 12 seed Rick James, played by Dave Chappelle, against LeBron James.
LeBron James probably thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can we just YouTube LeBron James, I'm Rick James, bitch? Has he ever said
definitely
it?
Definitely.
If he's ever said it, then Chappelle James
I remember
James
he said it at
wins.
The Chapel Hill Mall in Fairlawn, Ohio.
Did he say it?
I was buying a fake G-Shock from one of those kiosks.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And LeBron James just shouted it, and everyone went berserk.
Yeah. Let's see. I Googled LeBron James.
I'm LeBron James, bitch, in the Urban Dictionary. I don't think anyone's ever said that.
Has he ever? He's never said it on camera?
Is it getting weird?
I don't think so.
No, I can't find it either.
There's a Reddit post. Y'all might enjoy my LeBron James, Rick James, Dave Chappelle mashup.
Yeah, probably not.
Bet I won't. This is a tough one. Is anyone feel strongly about one versus the other? I mean, LeBron had a cakewalk. He played James, brother of Christ, in the first round.
Yeah.
Old camel knees.
Old camel knees.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking up. LeBron James is obsessed with Chappelle.
That doesn't surprise
me. His tweets are crazy.
I mean,
you keyworded him? What is it?
Chappelle SNL, Chappelle SNL, Chappelle SNL, Chappelle SNL. My brother about to flame that studio up tonight. 3 huffing emojis, 10 fire emojis. Let's go. Yeah.
Three.
So
huffs,
he said
fires?
It. He three said it
he
out
said
loud.
He said it for sure. Yeah. Does that invalid? He can't win then.
Yeah.
Does that mean he has to lose?
He pledged fealty to Chappelle. So Chappelle is like his overlord.
But what's
he wins.
The better? I would argue that. So a lot of people dislike LeBron.
Mm hmm.
A lot of people
dislike Chappelle too.
That is true. There's a literal rally today, as we speak, in California.
Just a crowd full of A's.
That is true. but we're only talking about Rick James Chappelle, though.
True.
Rick James Chappelle.
No one rided over that, I don't think.
So people also thought they were funny by doing that LeBron James Vine.
True.
LeBron James. it works.
Fucking plays.
It does.
Okay. How about let's make those two play?
People did his Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
True.
I,
I didn't.
And like they try to play basketball like them.
I'm a LeBron fan. I didn't like those.
Mm. You like the chalk thing?
Yeah, chalk thing was good.
Very cool.
I mean, that lost its touch. Obviously,
yeah.
It's like, all right, doing chalk for 20 years.
He's been in chalk for 20 years.
20 years of chalk. This is all right. If you're voting for LeBron, raise your hand. That's a vote from KB, Owen, and that's it. Meaning Ken Jack, myself, Nick, and Che have advanced Dave Chappelle, Rick James. Which, again, that's the Rick James Chappelle.
Right.
I don't think it's going to win the next round. But
did
like,
he ever reprise that? Like, he never did a sequel to it, which is admirable.
I think he actually did it in SNL in that lineup when he also played Negan from Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
on
SNL where he played all his old Chappelle characters?
Right.
I think he came back as Rick James.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the last time he did that.
Okay.
But that moves on. The 12 seed advances. The 3-6 matchup, James Jim Halpert against Jimmy Buffett.
Ooh. This is tough.
James Buffett.
This is very tough.
Yeah, this one's hard. No, actually, I don't think it is at all. I've gotten much more enjoyment out of James Halpert than I have James Buffett.
Yep. Yeah.
And I like Jimmy. Like, if you put on Jimmy Buffett, that's fine. I will enjoy it. But I've laughed more at Jim Halpert.
So that's how you guys are doing it, based on the amount of enjoyment.
The amount that they've
from each, or
their contribution, right?
What's your definition of best?
Your subjective opinion, or
what's your definition of best? Who's the best, James?
The best of their okay.
How many more? Do you think more people have? I mean, more people probably enjoy Jimmy Buffett around a lot longer. Yeah,
What are they calling parrot heads?
Pure numbers wise.
I don't know if they realize you could get drunk and high at any concert.
They haven't cracked the code yet. Wait till they find that out.
They want to wear the wines.
Vacationing the lifestyle is his brand.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever... I love The Office, but I love vacationing more.
It's island music for people that are afraid of black people.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It's like, I want to go to this island and listen to this white man sing to me.
It's 100% true.
So you think Jim Halpert has maybe offered up more laughs?
I think he's
more laughs than
more entertainment.
Entertainment.
He has reached more.
His reach is definitely like engagement rate, or whatever, is definitely way bigger than Jimmy Buffett.
We'll say like
let's see the streams
like per day.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously Jimmy Buffett around longer,
even just total. I think it's probably still
that's The Office. That's the big thing. I want to see Spotify streams.
If we're talking about individual performances, Jim Halpert ain't selling out shit.
That's not true. There's just as many people whose whole personality is The Office as there are.
And there's
Jimmy
like office theme bars.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
People
seems
who make
to be,
that, their
but
whole
that's
personality.
Not. True.
He's just featured on that.
We're like you know those the person who they're one like. One of their main hallway bathroom, like not the master bathroom, like in their bedroom, it'll just have like it's 5 o'clock somewhere, like signs.
But that's not
it.
Jimmy Buffett. He was just featured on. He had the last verse on that song, right? Mm.
Alan...
I think it like the demographic of Jimmy Buffett fans is confined to just like mostly white men, 45 to dead, who live like east of the Mississippi, I would guess.
I think though, if
town with a spring training site,
like, there's no like your Dutch Jimmy Buffett fans or German. I mean, there might be.
Here's what I think though is that right now, if John Krasinski said I'm doing an office themed one man show in Manhattan, it would sell out in a flash.
Wait,
so
you know
fast.
What he did? He did during fucking COVID. He did that show.
One good thing.
And then he fucking sold it. What a genius!
A ton of money.
That right there makes it. That should make him best James.
Yep.
What a genius.
Mm-hmm. He gets out like MSG move. Doing a one man office show. Like it would, people would go nuts for that.
NBC had to pay $500 million for the streaming rights to The Office. And he was, you could argue, Jesus. Outside of Michael Scott, he's two or three.
Yeah.
Behind Dwight.
Dwight
brings more.
The show doesn't work without a straight man.
You know who's fucking last, by the way? Had the worst arc on that show.
Don't say
Andy Bernard.
Nardog, what? Oh, you love Nardog. You know Jay's favorite character of all time is late seasons, like Nardog.
Jay
was
doing
the same
whisper
that Harry Potter was doing when the sorting hat was above.
Not Nardog.
Oh, there's just there's a moment, like right around when he went to go do Hangover 2, where you're like, oh, no.
Well, yeah, once Michael Scott left the show.
And it's all the funny shit left.
Yeah, I mean, he's Scottie Pippen. But with Michael Scott,
even, that's
awesome.
Very bold.
Generous.
I think Nardog is
the Scottie Pippen of The Office?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
No.
He's the Luke Longley of the office.
Oh, he's like the...
He's a Tony Kukoc of the office.
You that fool.
Woof. Che, I love you to death, but not anymore.
The Scotty Pippen of the office.
Yes. James Halpert, raise your hand. I think everyone's
Halpert.
Yeah, I got to go Halpert, too. He
that was unbelievable.
So everybody but Che votes for Halpert. And then the last second-round matchup, Kevin James, the 15 seed, against James from Team Rocket. He knocked off James Pond.
Kevin James.
Hey, Kevin James.
Kevin James.
This is Kevin James. Kevin James. Is anyone even going to think about Team Rocket James?
Nope. Yes. He was iconic. The show doesn't work without a villain.
Okay, wait. Either going to say the show doesn't work without
James.
Saying the show doesn't work without James from Team Rocket is literally the same argument that Jay had just dressed up for Pokemon.
Yeah.
James is the Scottie Pippen of Pokemon human beings in Pokemon.
But it does seem that, Nick, you're the only vote for Kevin James. And then deciding the championship, Gandolfini against Rick James Chappelle. Does Gandolfini have a chance to even go down here?
I mean, I'm not even thinking about Rick James here.
I've never seen The Sopranos. All I have is him holding SpongeBob's nose.
I mean,
that
should be
one
enough.
Picture. It almost is. Dave Chappelle's Rick James isn't even my favorite Dave Chappelle skit.
No, mine neither.
Yeah, I'm going to go Gandolfini.
I don't even know what it is other than him saying I'm Rick James.
And fuck your couch.
Because Charlie Murphy's like almost the biggest part of that.
It's him telling the story about it, right? And the Prince one was better than that.
Oh, Prince one is way better.
Che has to dip, but Che, give your champion out of the remaining, which it's now Gandolfini definitely moves on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's between Gandolfini, Halper, and Kevin James. You're putting your most vote behind.
Kevin James, come on.
Moving into the last final four, Kevin James, the 15 seed against the 3 seed, James Halper. I mean...
If Kevin James wins this, is this the most predictable outcome there's ever?
I said the second he advanced, he was going to fucking win this whole thing. But he's got a tough go against Gandolfini. Is he advancing?
So here's the thing. With Jim Halpert, we only get the character Jim Halpert. We don't get all of Jim Krasinski's work. We get all of fucking Kevin James's work, which is a lot. And I think that is more valuable to me than the character Jim from The Office.
Is it, though?
Because I like Michael
Kevin
Scott more.
Kevin Can Wait, the NASCAR show?
Grown-ups? I mean,
I need
a lot
to get
stuff
off my chest. Kevin James was the first time I ever laughed at stand-up. It was him.
Hold on. Can I? He has like one stand-up album. So is it the bit about him getting exact change in a drive-thru?
No.
Okay. Because I know that's
phenomenal. I'm already laughing
it's
at
him.
That.
I think he was on like a late-night show, and he was pantomiming, like buying cards. I was just like, this is hilarious.
Oh, yes. That's in that one.
He was buying a greeting card, but he wasn't talking.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
So the three main cruxes of the Kevin James stand-up album, it's the only one there is, buying greeting cards, exact change in a drive-thru, and he like talks about like losing it in between the seat, and he freaks out. And then the third one is him seeing somebody eat an apple at a baseball game.
Yeah, yes. That was a great one.
Yes.
Okay. It pissed him off. Who eats an apple at a baseball game?
I mean, it's true.
We're already laughing at it.
I mean, he's like, this guy's just like making out with you. He's like, they grow on trees. Something like that. Yeah.
I mean, that's just that to me alone.
Oh, fuck. It sounds like Kevin James.
Yeah. It really does.
I mean, the
really?
Third.
Like, we're really going to advance
the third best character.
I'm looking at Owen and Kendrick. They're Long Island.
He was also
biased.
The first stand up I saw. I watched it with my parents.
Mm. It's the third best character on a TV show versus
is he the LeBron James? Is he LeBron is to Cleveland as Kevin James is to Long Island?
Wow.
No, I mean it's Billy Joel, but like he's the Scottie Pippen
and Bagel
of,
Boss.
Yeah, and the Bagel Boss.
Wait, true. You mentioned it, Owen. Is he like the pioneer of like the grotesque?
The fat guy, hot wife.
Who hate their very attractive wives.
I don't know. I think that's been a trope for a while.
That was a long-running trope.
I don't know, but
it's a phenomenon.
It would usually
it
would be ugly guys, but it would be like appropriately like scaled women. But like Remini was so like, much hotter than Kevin James.
Just hot.
Insane disparity.
And they would meet up and talk to their friends about their
Jerry
hot wives.
Stiller was hotter than Kevin James.
Like there was a tremendous disparity between their attractiveness levels. So I do think that is a pioneer.
So the championship is the 1 seed James Gandolfini, a titan of premium cable and prestige television, against Kevin James, a staple of sitcom television,
this is hard.
And then subsequent bad content.
King of Queens versus King of Cuisines.
It's true.
Open. But duh.
I don't. Okay. Let's make our. So Che already voted for Kevin James. So Kevin James has
one vote already.
Vote already. Nick.
Just based off the fact that all I have is the fucking SpongeBob picture. I have to go Kevin James.
Oh man, he's getting. Right,
I'm going Gandolfini. Gandolfini played one of the greatest roles in the history of literally anything, stage, TV, movie. He's an icon. It's like KB said it. He is. Like, it's not like, oh, he's just playing Tony. No, he is Tony Soprano. Like,
I've never liked a character more.
Right. And
I'm only on the first season, like, episode 10, but I'm just like, I cannot. I've never liked a television character more than Tony.
So I got Gandolfini. Owen.
I'm with Nick. I only know the SpongeBob picture and the one where it's a screen grab and it says inarticulate Italian noises.
Yeah.
In the Rutgers game, yeah.
Yeah, James.
3-1. Yes. KB.
Gandolfini.
Wait, 3-2. It's
now it's 3-2.
Yeah.
All right.
Ken Jack, you can either tie it up.
It's hard because I think that James Gandolfini is clearly the better actor. Like, that's just a bona fide fact. But, I mean, there's still a lot of runway left for Kevin James. You never know where he might go next.
It's not better actor. Yeah. It's better James.
Of course it's about the future.
You never know, like, where he could go. And he's offered a lot already. He's given us a positive role model for us fat, ugly men. He's given us, like, grown-ups. He's given us Paul Blart.
Yeah, I was going to say, we hadn't even mentioned
Paul Blart.
Oh, my God. Fuck. And I was like, don't say it. Second you said Paul Blart,
fake Paul Blart thing you guys do is the reason there's a roof over your head.
It's so Paul Blart 3.
Yeah, Paul Blart 3.
Oh, my God.
Viva Fart Vegas. I mean, fuck, it's Kevin James.
Oh, my God.
It was always Kevin James.
Wait, how did we forget Blart the whole episode?
People are
Kevin James is the best James, according to our bracket. He knocks off the iconic James Gandolfini after taking down James Bond.
Yep.
Then taking down James from Team Rocket, and then James Halpert.
Halpert. He had a really hard road to these finals, and he still won.
Here were some honorable mentions who did not make the bracket, and then we will move on. I just can't believe it.
It was like Nick said, though, it is arguably the most predictable result.
Yeah. The artist, Etta James.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At Last.
That's the one he did at last, yeah.
James Hetfield from
Metallica.
Yeah. Metallica.
Noted Dick, I believe.
James Jim Parsons.
That was on my list, yeah.
Big Bang Theory.
And Garden State.
James Lance Bass.
James Lance Bass?
Yeah.
James Bass.
James and the Giant Peach.
Ah, fuck that
Jesse
guy.
Jesse James movie, which, Nick, I know you.
So that wasn't the movie. The title is so inspiring. Oh,
yeah. But then you watch it and you're like, I want to shoot
myself. The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
James Avery. There's also jewelry brand. Uncle Phil as well from Fresh Prince. James Bay. James Blunt. James Caan. James Dean, James Earl Jones. That feels like a real mission.
Yeah.
Darth Vader. Wait. That feels like a real mission.
And James Pond.
Yeah, these guys.
James. That was a throwaway for me to get to 12.
James Gunn. James Harden. James Rolfe, the angry video game nerd.
He was on my list.
I was on mine too.
A tough one to miss. Yeah. Here's a rolling rock to you, James Rolfe.
He's probably got a big diarrhea
dump in his ear right now. Buffalo diarrhea dump.
Lily James, the actress. And that was just a bunch of the ones.
What about James Naismith?
Not only did he invent basketball, he sucked at it.
He invented the football helmet. He was like, I invented this entire sport, which will be one of the most popular in the world, and then I also will, the football
helmet. Did you know that his like coaching record in basketball is very bad? Like, he invented it, and I think his career record coaching record was like 350. Like, he's terrible. He was a bad basketball coach.
I bet you the inventor of like Trouble isn't the best at Trouble.
He's listening right now like, fuck you. Who invented Trouble? We got to get him on the pod.
Yeah, we got to get him on the pod for the next one.
I bet you he's mediocre at Trouble.
If you remember one thing from today, it's that the mind is the only weapon that doesn't need a holster.
Yes.
And, who said that?
Paul Blart said that.
Yep.
No way.
Fact.
Wow. That's beautiful. That does sound like a Gandolfini Sopranos quote.
Paul Bart's only weapon doesn't need a holster.
This was invented by, don't tell me, Milton Bradley himself. Frank Coner and Paul Coner and Fred Kroll, they're definitely dead.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, let me say something. James Gandolfini could not play Paul Blart. Not a chance. But Paul, Kevin James, maybe he could play Kevin Tony Soprano.
Get the fuck out of here.
Given enough practice?
Yeah. Just add a little slapstick to the role?
This is typical.
It was expected,
so
but I'm happy
where we got
here. Our first
champion was the Wizard of Fries, the mascot for Burger King, who is not a wizard.
Barely even fries.
No. Beef jerky, which we didn't really even want to vote for in the first place, won the best gas station snacks, and the winner of Best James is Kevin James.
Who won on a tie in the first round.
Mm-hmm. Who almost didn't even advance against James Bond.
That was the Gooch man. The Gooch man.
So we got to think about our bracket for next week. There's been some good ideas. Best president?
I think we should roll with worst.
Yeah, we should do. You're right. Yeah. We need to alternate.
Worst president.
We got to do a worst.
Broad. Any type of president. Could be company.
I was also thinking of just doing most boring thing.
We could do the most boring thing.
Yeah. Noun.
Most boring thing?
Yeah.
Person, right, so place, or thing. The next bracket will be the most boring. Most boring.
Let's get Chappelle on for that
person,
one.
Person, place, or thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. We'll do most boring person, place, or thing, and it will join the likes of The Wizard of Fries, Beef Jerky, and Kevin James.
Mm-hmm. Murderer's Row.
His team was holding on to Paul Blart. They're like, wait till they say Blart.
They're like gripping him like. Wait till that guy, Texas A&M kickers, like family just sitting there.
That's like when you have the last piece of Exodia. It's just like, I have the right arm right
now. Only
here.
You and me get this right now. That's just you and me. You're the only people I'm talking directly to.
Yeah. Thanks to Waterbird, presenting sponsor for Che, Ken Jack, Nick, KB, and Owen. I'm Jeff Lowe. We'll talk to you next time.